White House Chief of Staff after a top candidate declined.
A lot of people felt like it would be Nick Ayers, the Vice President's Chief of Staff. He is very, very highly regarded here in the nation's capital, and in particular here at the White House. Very strong reputation, but he didn't want to commit to working for the Trump White House through 2020.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A not-so-secret Santa for some Nashville area Walmart shoppers, revealing his good deed.
Singer Kid Rock writing a check to brighten up the holiday season for hundreds of shoppers. $81,000 to pay off the layaway tab for 350 customers. The musician was apparently inspired by Tyler Perry, who posted a video online last week after paying off balances at two Georgia Walmart stores. Kid Rock replied to Perry on Twitter at the time, saying, "Great idea."
Fox's Richard Jordan. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Starting this week off on a cold note. Cloudy, cold today. A few spotty showers are possible. High around 47. Northwest breeze 6 to 12 miles per hour adds a little bite to the air. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clearing. Colder, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, sunshine. Still cold, but not as bad. High 54. Low tomorrow night, 30. Wednesday, a little better. High in the upper 50s. Still a lot of sun around. Then on Thursday, increasing clouds. The warmest day of the week, high in the lower 60s. Rain likely by Thursday night into Friday, it looks like another soaker. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police have identified an additional suspect in a shooting that happened last Tuesday. Police are searching for Mia Ziegler. The shooting happened in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say a man was shot as people in a Tahoe drove by a house. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a fire at Midtown Oaks Apartments on Carter Hill Road over the weekend. Several units responded to the scene around 9 o'clock Saturday night. No injuries were reported. And an Air Force mechanic who worked with the Tuskegee Airmen has died at the age of 100. Police say Wilfred DeFore died of natural causes in New York Saturday morning. A New York City post office was named in his honor last month. He worked for the Postal Service for 30 years after his military service. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hope your weekend went well. If your bookie was taking a number on Tua getting the Heisman, you lost, because in all likelihood you took that bet. That seemed like easy money. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, I forgot until moments ago. Well, I was sitting here wondering where Jack was, and I said, I hadn't heard from Jack all weekend, I hadn't heard from him all morning, I guess he's coming. I forgot he was going to be out today, and tomorrow, I believe. We talked about that on air late last week. Our number, 272-9228, one more staple, and then we're done here. 272-9228, if you want to get in. Because Jack is not here, we'll do a little more of a Friday type of... get together than we normally do. And I might get a little cap and gowny today. I hate to do that when Jack's here. And I mentioned I might talk one day when Jack's not here about the war on cancer. So maybe I'll do that. But then I told people I'd give him a day up. So maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I have to make some decisions on whether or not I'm going to do that. You know, you get talking about government and science. Sometimes you get suicided. You know, I want everyone to know I'm very healthy and happy and then no threat to commit suicide. So if I get suicided, the government got me. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Okay, here's what we'll do. Here's where we'll start. I looked at Drudge this morning, as I do every week. You can't get ready for a program and not look at Drudge. You cannot get ready for a talk radio program. I don't care if you do, like, a local sports show, like the high school rundown. You still have to... You know, Friday Night Fever. They look at Drudge. You have to. The guy sets the tone, and has for like two decades now, sets the tone in everything that's going to be covered, everything that people consider an important story. If Drudge is not covering it, the networks eventually move on. He's that influential. So I was shocked when I got on Drudge this morning because I wanted to see what happened over the weekend. You know, Paris was basically on fire 2 days ago. Paris was basically completely consumed by flames a couple weeks. And I got a local spin on this story, by the way. You know, the Yellow Vest riot going on in Paris. 89,000 police officers, over 1,000 arrests over the weekend. Emmanuel Macron, the man-child. He's like a boy. They thought he was a boy wonder. You go back, you remember the headline of Time magazine? The new leader of the free world. Because we had Trump and they had Macron, and of course Trump couldn't get it done, so they had to default to saying Macron was somehow this leader of the free world, that France was going to assume the position that the United States had assumed, the moral authority to lead the way forward. They were talking about Macron being the new de facto head of the European Union and the future of democracy, and Emmanuel Macron was going to lead the way. You know, he's this young, good-looking, well-spoken. And now Paris is on fire. And it's largely because of his leadership. In fact, really, the whole country's on fire. It's largely because of his leadership, or lack thereof. Here are the headlines. The Economist, Europe's savior. And it had a picture of Emmanuel Macron walking on water. I'm not kidding. I'm looking at the headline right now. Europe's savior has a picture of Emmanuel Macron walking on water. Here is a CNN headline with a picture of Emmanuel Macron talking to the United Nations shortly after being elected. This is last year. Emmanuel Macron is auditioning to be leader of the free world. That was the CNN headline. Here's the Time headline. The next leader of Europe. And now he's lost complete control of his own country. The United States does not have fires going on in all the major cities. France does. The United States doesn't have hundreds of thousands of people donning colored vests and going into the streets and lighting things on fire and smashing. That's France. And frankly, the last few times we've had actual riots in this country, it's not been over anything the federal government has done. It's been over something local governments have done. Namely, shooting people, you know, police shooting people. It's not been national policy that's caused this nation to erupt. Even for all the negativity that Donald Trump gets, you know, the left has gone completely bananas over this guy. I love it. Anyone who can make the left that crazy is a friend of mine. But even for all the banana lunacy the left has tried to throw the way of Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, not one real skirmish has broken out anywhere. You know why? Things are going well. People don't riot during good economic times. They just don't. Go back and look at all the riots we've had over the last, I mean, you know, big riots. I'm not talking about some skirmish in Ferguson, Missouri. Who the hell even knew where Ferguson, Missouri was 3 years ago? I mean, no one ever heard of Ferguson, Missouri. The people who live in Ferguson don't even know Ferguson, Missouri is. People know where St. Louis is. Some people know other cities, Kansas City, Missouri. But, I mean, if you have to name five cities in Missouri, can you do it? Let's see here. St. Louis, Kansas City, and even that's half of it's in Kansas. Columbia, only because they have a sports team, Missouri Tigers. Jefferson City, because it's the capital, and I remember going to fourth grade. And then you get to City 5 in Missouri. It gets tough. Cape Girardeau, maybe? I've been there. Sykeston. Rolla. I mean, but how far down the list do you have to go to get to Ferguson? I mean, no one's ever heard of Ferguson. Here's the local twist on this. Well, let me get to Drudge first before I get to the local twist. You know how many stories Drudge had on the front page right now? Keep in mind, a global power, a nuclear power, is basically having a coup taking over the country right now. They're trying to throw the leader of France out. And they're smashing things all over the country. Tens of thousands of officers had to be activated. They're you know, these sacred national symbols are being defaced. You know how many stories Drudge had up on this today? This tells me a lot. You know how many stories Drudge? Zero. I couldn't find one. I looked in all three columns, the headline. Now, the headline's about Trump going to prison, according to Adam Schiff. And herein lies the full transition of Matt Drudge. Drudge Report used to be sort of, frankly, what we would have thought would be a pro-Trump outfit. It was anti-establishment. It understood that the establishment was by its nature corrupt and needed to be challenged and changed. Remember, Drudge was the one who broke the story on Monica Lewinsky. That's sort of when he came into the spotlight. Drudge found out that U.S. News was holding that story, and he went ahead and printed it on his own. But Drudge Report used to be that way. It's not anymore. Drudge Report now is basically an establishment rag. I mean, it's no different than Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, frankly. He's very anti-Trump. I've never quite understood why Matt Drudge was so anti-Trump. I don't know who he backed, but he's been very anti-Trump from the beginning. And when I looked on there this morning and could not find a single story about France, I realized Matt Drudge has come a complete 180. He's the opposite of what he was in 1998. He is the complete opposite of what he was in 1998, leaving me now to know there is no major outlet to go to. You can't go to the New York Times and the Washington Post. You can't even go to like the Seattle Times or the LA Times or the Miami Herald. Certainly not, you know, lowercase rags like the Montgomery Advertiser. There's no establishment outlet to go to. You can't go to Fox News. They're not your friend. They're globalists. You can't go to CNN and MSNBC, surely. NPR is a total wreck. There's nowhere for people like us to go that's considered mainstream or somebody that would instantly have credibility when you talk about things from a pro-Trump perspective. There's not one place to go. There's not one single place to go. I think Matt Drudge is afraid of being killed like Andrew Breitbart was. You know, Andrew Breitbart was his friend, his confidant, his business partner. Breitbart and Matt Drudge started Drudge together. Breitbart was very flamboyant. He was out in the open. He was in your face. Do you remember my favorite moment, probably, of all of Andrew Breitbart's moment? My favorite moment, but not just of Andrew Breitbart. One of my favorite moments in media history was when Anthony Weiner got caught texting that underage girl, and he acted like his Twitter got hacked, and he was going to hold a big press conference at the National Press Club. And all the press is there waiting on Anthony Weiner to show up. And the press does what the press does. They just sort of sit in the, you know, they're compliant. They're waiting on their marching orders. They're sitting in the back, and they're in the little seats, and they're all being nerdy and quiet with their little notebooks and their recording devices. And Andrew Breitbart walks in, and he doesn't sit in the back with the press. He goes up to the stage and starts taking questions. This is Anthony Weiner's press conference. Weiner's going to come in a few minutes and explain why this is no big deal. He and his wife are working on it. You know, it's not what it looks like. And the compliant press was ready to, oh, it's not what it looks like. He and his wife are working on it. You know, I mean, they were just ready to write whatever the press release of the day is. They get their leftist talking points. They get their, you know, compliance reports from the politicians and establishment media. And boom, off they go to the races. And Breitbart jumps up on the stage and starts having his own de facto press conference, essentially saying there's no way this was a hack. Twitter, you know, that's not how Twitter works. You don't hack Twitter and then put up pictures of Anthony Weiner's junk. It's not how it works. This was Anthony Weiner flirting with a 15-year-old. I think Matt Drudge is afraid of meeting the same demise that met Andrew Breitbart. I really, truly do. Matt Drudge has become a tame, compliant, mainstream media guy. He puts up just enough weird headlines so that people can say, well, what's his angle here? I think Matt Drudge buys the story that Donald Trump is somehow bad for homosexuals. I'm not sure why he buys that story. Donald Trump being the first president we've ever had out of 44. I mean, that went on the record about it. I don't know what James Madison's positions were on gay marriage. I don't know that he wrote an essay before he became... Rutherford B. Hayes is a total mystery when it comes to gay issues. But in the modern era, you know, starting, let's say, Nixon on, Donald J. Trump is the first president to take the office saying that he thought gay people should have a right to be married. That he really didn't care about it. One way or the other. The first president. You know, Barack Obama never stood for election that way. He didn't evolve on the issue until he was term limited out and already in office safely for the second time. How pansy is that? How pansy is that? You're afraid to take a position until you get elected the second time, and then you come out when you can't stand for election anymore and take the popular position. Not the popular position, excuse me. The avant-garde nouveau position. Trump said up front, I don't care. Get married, get married. Doesn't bother me. I date supermodels. All right, guys, 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. How did I get from Emmanuel Macron to Trump dating supermodels? We'll be back.
Here comes the sun.
Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
I'm with Miss Dot of Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Ever get on Reddit? I'm serious. The front page of Reddit. I get more little tidbits of information on the front page of Reddit. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. Baron Coleman here. Jack Campbell out. He'll be back Wednesday-ish, give or take. But I'll be here all 5 days this week. I'm a trooper. You know, short of getting run over by a truck or whatever. Some of you guys would be happy if I got run over by a truck. Our number 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you in part by a good friend over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen does a fantastic job. I don't know what the special is this week. It's early. It's early on a Monday. But I promise you, it's going to be stellar. It's going to be stellar. You're going to be able to pair that pasta special with a salad for just $9. They got award-winning pizzas. They got calzones, strombolis, salads. They had a great soup last week. They may have another soup this week, as a matter of fact. It's that kind of time of year when it's cold and sometimes the soup hits the spot. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Try one of those award-winning pizza pies. You tried the Neroni yet? The meatball pie? I have. It's delicious. It's dynamite. They've got one with mushrooms and caramelized onions and I haven't eaten yet today, so I'm starving already. It's only 9-something. It's going to be a long day. Anyway, get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations, High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. I'll get back to this France thing in a second, but I was during the break. Sometimes I'll pull up Reddit and look at it. It said, today I learned that before the introduction of disposable diapers, 90% of American children were potty trained by age 2. I didn't know that was unusual. All of our kids have been potty trained by age 2. Hell, show them where the bathroom is and tell them that you're sick and tired of doing their diapers. You just point to it. There's the bathroom. You're going to use that from now on. If you don't, I'll consider you a snot-nosed brat. If you do, I'll give you a Skittle or something. Not that damn hard. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get it. All right. Here's the local tie to France burning. You know what started this whole thing, allegedly? It's not what's keeping it going, but you know what allegedly started this whole France is on fire business? You know why the mainstream media is staying completely away from the story and trying to downplay and minimize it? You don't want to know why Matt Drudge does not have a single link on his entire website about France right now? This whole thing started over a gas tax of about a quarter. 25 cents-ish. You know, they got that weird euro currency over there. It's roughly a quarter gas tax. And they're burning the whole damn country to the ground. And not only that, what they've realized is, wait a minute. These are the people in the yellow vest, the average Frenchman, has looked out and said, wait a minute. These elite SOBs going to raise my gas taxes? You know how hard it is to get by in the world today? You know how many toll booths these guys have on the way to the middle class? You know, to get from poor to the middle class is really not as easy as people make it out to be. There are a lot of little toll booths along the way. Things such as corporate income taxes. It's a hidden toll booth. Raises the cost of everything about 20%, 25%. So if you make 25 grand and you're trying to save up and become middle class, you're trying to save up a little bit, maybe improve your education or whatever, but you have to spend that whole 25 grand every year to live. So you spend about 2 grand a month. About $400 of that you spend every month is corporate income taxes. Take away those corporate income taxes, the poor guy, his income goes up, his real income essentially, goes up by $400 a month. That's 5 grand. That's like a 20% raise, tax-free. It's like a 30% raise with taxes, 35 maybe. That's a toll booth that the elite and the wealthy put in the way of getting from poor to middle class. And they all agree on it. Republicans, Democrats, they all want the corporate income tax because they want poor people poor because they're easy to control. Someone, the wealthy would argue, has to scrub the toilets. Certainly not them or their children. Someone has to scrub the toilets. Certainly not the wealthy. No. So we'll put a corporate income tax so that the poor stay poor. We'll also do things like gasoline taxes so that the poor stay poor. Now, if you're going to do a gasoline tax at the local level, I'm actually not 100% against that. Because those tend to be, a couple of 3 pennies of nickel can really go a long way on local gas taxes. Statewide, they're talking about a 13 cent gas tax. And on the local government, you have a little more control and responsiveness to how that money's spent. Look what just happened at the local school board. More than half of the local school board just turned over. Montgomery County School Board. More than half of the local school board just turned over. There's 7 people on it. 4 of them are brand new, and 1 of them was an outsider that was already on there. So 5 of the 7 now represent sort of an insurgency outsider school board. Do you know the last time the state legislature had more than 50% turnover in one electoral cycle? You're right. It has never happened. You know why? Because it's harder to affect change at the statewide level than the city level. That's why I don't mind cities doing a little experimenting with things like taxation. It's still a toll booth on the way to the middle class. I get it. It is. But if you don't like it, you go vote the bums out. You can turn over a third of the city council with ease. You can turn over half of it with modest investment. We just proved that with the school board. Get people fired up, give them a cause, they go out and vote, they throw the bums out. You can't do it at the state level. You sure as hell can't do it at the national level. So by the time you get to the national level, I'm pretty much anti-tax on everything. Because there's no accountability. It's basically taxation without representation at the national level, even though I do get to go in and vote for Martha Roby and Mike Rogers and Richard Shelby. It's not really, because they're not going to lose. They can't lose. You can't beat them. It's too expensive. You know, the pharmaceutical industry, the corporate whores, that's who elect those people. The corporate whores in the pharmaceutical industry and big oil, they're not dillying around with city councils. So if you want to raise a gas tax at the city council level, that's fine. It might be the end of your political career. Make sure it's money well spent. But when you're talking about the statewide level, certainly the national level, what you see in France is what you get. There's an anger and a frustration because you can't take care of this stuff at the ballot box. The game is too rigged against you to take care of it at the ballot box. So you got to burn the whole damn thing to the ground. And it got the little ember that got it started was this gas tax. Trust me, they're not rioting over a gas tax, despite how many times CNN and MSNBC try to convince you it's just about a gas tax. It's not. It's about globalism and corporatism taking over the lives of middle-class Americans and lower-class Americans, or French people in this situation. And the frustration that builds over and over and over and over as it happens. That's what's causing France to get a light, and that's why they don't want to cover it. That's why Drudge isn't mentioning it. Whoever is now Drudge's handler has told Drudge, you want to stay alive? Move on from the France situation. I promise you, it might not be that explicit, but someone has given him the message. You move on, big boy. We don't want you asking questions. You know, it used to be Drudge would have stayed on something like the Las Vegas massacre. Still don't have answers about it. No idea why that happened, supposedly. Drudge would have never moved on when a country, a modern country, a nuclear power, was under assault from its own people. That would have been just too juicy for him to move on from. Someone's told him to move on. I suggest Alabama legislators watch France closely. Because their big plan for this year, next year, I guess, next month, whenever they come into office, their big plan is to go down to Dexter Avenue or whatever the hell the capital is these days, the State House, Adams, Washington, wherever it is. Their big plan is to go down there, and how they're going to fix everything is,
we're going to put a gas tax. We're going to put us a little gas tax. I'll take care of everything. I'll take care of everything. 13-cent gas tax.
13 cents times how many gallons of gas do you buy a week? I buy about 20. That's $2.50 a week times 52 weeks. About $135 a year tax just for me. And then you got to do that by, let's say 2 million cars on the road. About $300 million. It's a $300 million toll booth. To keep the poor and the middle class in this state $300 million broker. Just another toll you got to pay. Just like crossing one of these rivers around here where you got to pay $3 every time you cross it. Just another toll you have to pay. And the people in France got sick and tired of it, and they set the damn country on fire. I'm wondering how the state of Alabama is going to respond. I'm just wondering how they're going to respond. If you're on hold, sit tight. I'll dedicate the whole next section, the next segment, to the calls. But I didn't want to bring you in and then have to broom you real fast. 35 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Starting this week off on a cold note. Cloudy, cold today. A few spotty showers are possible. High around 47. Northwest breeze 6 to 12 miles per hour adds a little bite to the air. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clearing. Colder. Overnight low 31. Tomorrow, sunshine. Still cold, but not as bad. High 54. Low tomorrow night 30. Wednesday, a little better. High in the upper 50s. Still a lot of sun around. Then on Thursday, increasing clouds, the warmest day of the week, high in the lower 60s. Rain likely by Thursday night into Friday. It looks like another soaker. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm seeking. I take a taste of what's better. Come my way to something better. What I want is what I've not got. But what I need.
Alright, guys, 39 minutes after 9 o'clock. Again, Jack Campbell will be back Wednesday. I'll be here to keep you informed and entertained in the meantime. Take heart, take heart. We'll get to those phone calls in mere moments at 272-9228. Mr. Sandman, quality mattress supplier. I've got to get to Mr. Sandman this week. I was told to go today, and I might go this afternoon. I was told to go to Mr. Sandman today, but I might be there at like 12:30. Actually, I might eat and then go to Mr. Sandman. Got to go to the Atlanta Highway location, Mr. Sandman. I am in desperate need of new beds and mattresses at Club Coleman. We have a growing family, and we have just flat. The kids are getting too big for the current sleeping arrangements. So what I'm going to get is I'm going to get new bunk beds. I'm going to pack them in there like sardines, people. I'm going to get new bunk beds, pack them in there like sardines. But I need new beds, and I need new mattresses. And while I'm there, I'm going to get the pillows and the whole night. I'm just going to do it upright. Kids, it's, you know, the kids are getting older. It's time they sleep luxuriously. I'm going to get to Mr. Sandman. Two locations to get to Mr. Sandman. 18 years, voted the best mattress supplier right here in the River Region. Two locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway, just across from Dairy Queen, right here in Mr. Sandman Land, as we call it, right here in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Land. Brubaker.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good show.
Oh, thank you.
This thing in France is unbelievable. But yeah. You know, the last legislator I talked to was talking more in terms of an 18 cent a gallon.
Well, it's even worse.
And what they want to do is, when I was in, they tried to pass that bill three times.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept failing. The four guys that stopped, at least the Senate, were Holtzclaw, Sanford, Schofield, and me.
Yeah, well, three of the four have retired.
And, we're all gone.
Yeah.
But our two objectives were, and look, we do need to do some infrastructure work on especially rural roads and bridges. There's no question about that. But on the other hand, the two two killers and why they couldn't pass the bill was they wanted to pass an index tax that would go up automatically forever.
Yep.
And the legislature never have to vote on it again. And there's no way, you know, I'm voting for that. And second thing is, they get about $30 million per penny they raise per year. And they never
they get how much?
$30 million per penny per year.
Okay.
That they go up.
Yeah.
And so your estimate was very close.
Well, I take a lot of pride, Senator Brubaker, in being close with my estimates.
Well, they never would come clean with legislators about what their project priorities were going to be.
Right.
I mean, they wouldn't even tell us who they wanted us to go out and vote. One thing I said I'd never do, except in an emergency, is raise taxes on working families. And they wanted us to go out and vote for a tax that was not only indexed and would continue to climb forever. They didn't think they needed to tell us what they were going to spend the money on.
Yeah, I'm not a soak-the-rich liberal. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a soak-the-rich liberal. I'm not. But there are some taxes that so disproportionately harm working people that they need to be a last chance consideration. They especially at the state level. Like I said, totally different because there's accountability at the local level and all that. But by the time you get to the statewide level and certainly the federal level, if your tax disproportionately burdens the poor who are working and trying to improve their situation.
Right, which means they live out in the county somewhere because they can't afford to live in town.
Right.
And having to drive in.
Yeah. I mean, think about
$8 we're talking about, that's big money to them.
Right, right. That's what I'm talking about. You know, $2 or $3 a week adds up to some people,
Yeah, it sure does. And but here's the thing. When the legislature comes back in the spring, what they want to do is stampede this thing through before the new guys have found their feet.
Yeah.
And, the thing that, I don't know whether Montgomery has a yellow vest protest in it, but I don't think it's going to be very popular. And if they pass an index tax, fuel tax, I think a lot of people will get beat over it. A lot of Republicans will.
Well, but see, this is what they're telling new guys. Guys, we have 4 years. We have all the institutional money, you know, between Alpha and BCA and retail and realtors. We're going to make sure you get reelected. AEA is now on the Republican side. We're going to make sure you get reelected. All you got to do is go in there, cast one vote for one tax, and then we'll let you vote against every other tax the rest of your time here.
Well, one thing's for sure. They'll get to find out that all those people you've mentioned control a lot of money. But as has been proven over and over again, they don't control very many votes.
That's true.
And, even in my district, I mean, the BCA endorsed candidate got beat.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I would encourage legislators to make sure they read the fine print on this one because they could get in trouble right off the bat.
Listen, there are ways to equitably distribute taxes from the state level. There are ways to do it, and I'm just not sure a gas tax is the way to do it.
Well, and also, why would you tax a single mom who's driving in a little lightweight, you know, Kia Rio at the same rate per gallon that you tax the guy who's putting the fuel in an 18-wheeler? And those are the vehicles that are tearing up the road.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There's a way to do this, and just the way they're talking about it so far is not the way.
Kia Rio, you say? Sounds like a delightful automobile.
It is.
Good call. Appreciate it.
Anyway, thanks for taking it.
Bye-bye. He's the king of product placement, ladies and gentlemen. The king of product placement. Rusty.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, yeah. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Drudge does have a link up now.
Where?
To a European outlet about this France story.
I just checked it a minute ago. Where is it?
It's down. If you scroll down, you'll find it.
Oh, okay.
On Drudge. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's there.
Enjoying your show, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Got to scroll down to find it. A first world country is aflame, and you got to scroll down to find it. Scroll down to find it. Our number 272-9228. That's still enough. I'm scrolling, buddy. I am scrolling. I've got such captivating headlines from Drudge as women-only section to combat mid-air assault. Sexual harassment in the sky. Flight attendants fight back. But I can't find anything about the... Where is the story about the... A modern first world country falling? Yeah, can't find it. All right, we'll be back.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans, whether you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily. Make the pralines. Make the divinity. The turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This town with your windows down and the wilderness inside. Let the exits pass, all the tar and glass till the road and sky align. The strangers in this town, they raise you up just to cut you down. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming in.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Yeah, my man Riley Manning is on the spot. But you held your course. I feature a Riley Manning on my front doors every day, inside and out. People come in and they say, Baron, you have beautiful doors. See, yeah, they were average until Riley Manning got a hold of them. I invited Riley Manning out to the house. I said, take a look at these doors. They're faded. They're dirty. They're busted down looking. Can you do anything with these doors, or am I going to have to go to the store and shell out thousands of dollars for new doors? He looked at it. You know, there's a double doors that open. He looked at it. He said, I got you covered. I got you covered. He put a I don't know what it was, some sort of varnish mixed with some sort of other kind of jelly glue and some stain and some color. Got the color just right. Threw it on there. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. It's not just front doors. I mean, it's all painting. It's all painting. Staining, painting, dyeing, whatever it is you need. Riley Manning can do it. 50-plus years in the business. He's got that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. 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 Get on the horn and check them out. Check them out. All right. I'm done with gas taxes. If you people want globalist, corporatist governance here in Alabama, there's not much I can do about it. Let's see here. I noticed Trump made some offhanded tweet the other day. You notice he never says anything unless he means it. There's nothing just half-assed about him. He sounds half-assed, but nothing is really half-assed about him. He made a comment after the GM CEO decided to shut down plants and kill thousands of jobs in Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin, I think it was. Maybe Pennsylvania. States that Trump won that Democrats need. The pro-Hillary Clinton, pro-Barack Obama GM head, instead of running a functioning automobile company, is involved in political warfare. They want to know why their cars aren't as good as other brands. That's why. Well, Trump made an offhanded remark that, fine, you want to go this route? You want to close down plants in the upper Midwest in the United States and you want to keep plants open in Mexico and China, then we're going to have to look at your tax incentive structure. Because they get a lot of tax incentives. Crucial to GM is a $7,500 tax incentive to buy their garbage car, the Chevy Bolt. It's a plug-in car. Bolt of lightning, get it? Electricity, Bolt. The Chevy Bolt. It's a dump of a car. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these. If you own one, I'm sorry. You got duped. Sell it now while you have a chance. Get into a decent car. It is a Chevy Bolt. It is a $36,000 paperweight. That's slow. It has very little range. It's technologically dubious. And in order to buy their $3,600 car, the federal government has to bribe you to the tune of about 20% of it. $7,500 tax incentive. Now, raise your hand, hardworking Alabamian, if you think your hardworking tax dollars needs to go so some damn hippie can feel good about himself. Because that's all this is. This is virtue signaling. I drive a Chevy Bolt. I don't burn fossil fuels. Oh? No, I don't. I burn electricity. I don't burn gasoline. Where's your electricity come from? I am not smart enough to know. Would you care to enlighten me, you Philistine? Yeah, if you're filling up in Alabama, it comes from coal. Infinitely dirtier than gasoline. Well, how do you figure? I don't put any coal in here. I put electricity in here. Well, dumbass liberal, where do you think your electricity comes from? Comes from natural gas and coal, fossil fuels. Well, it doesn't smell bad when it's running in the garage. Anything you have to bribe the ultimate purchaser with 20% of the value of the, or cost, not the value, the thing's worthless, 20% of the cost of the product, anything you have to bribe to the tune of 20% of the cost of the product, it's a lousy product, especially when you're bribing with tax money. That's my money. I'm paying taxes so that you can drive some virtue signal around and let people think you're awesome. Bothers me. The whole thing bothers me. Anyway, they're talking about phasing out the or completely doing away with the tax credit. Now GM's freaking out. They want to play politics, but they don't want you to play politics. I don't think anybody should get a tax credit to buy any damn car. Ever. Stop using tax policy to try to affect social change and behavior. Use tax policy to fund essential services. That's when taxes are being used correctly. When they're supporting essential services and they're funding essential services. Driving a Bolt is not an essential service. Fighting crime, essential service. Army, essential service. Water, essential service. Bolt, not essential service. One of these things is not like the other. We could go through this over and over if you want. I could do a whole list of things. Essential services, it'd be easy for you to figure it out. Even you could figure it out. Liberals. Who's this?
It's Jason. Good morning. How you doing?
Jason, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Now, one thing about that tax credit for electric vehicles, that applies to all electric vehicles, not just both. So Tesla is the same thing. It doesn't matter. With an electric car, you can get a...
That's not an essential service.
I agree. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that...
I'm never wrong, Jason. No, I'm just kidding.
But on top of that, now, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think... Well, I very seriously doubt, I'll put it that way. GM is making a political stance. GM is a private company. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they're private enough, but you know why they even exist?
Because they got bailed out.
They didn't get bailed out. They got purchased by the federal government. You know, you as a taxpayer, the federal government bought shares of GM stock. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yes,
that.
Yes.
They gave them a whole bunch of money.
Yes. You know what socialism really is? It's government ownership, basically, of private industry.
Right.
I mean, we actually own, the federal government actually owned GM for a short period of time, about 2 years. And then they sold it at a loss, at like an $11 billion loss.
Yeah, it was just a bad thing from the beginning.
It was a bad thing if you're interested in government funding essential services. It was a good thing if you're interested in government supporting social policy through private industry.
Yeah, but the issue is you can't be free market on one hand and out on the other. So I just think if you say companies should be able to rise and fall based on whether or not people patronize them, then the government can bail out the company, and then you also can't turn around and get mad if the company fires people. Either we're going to let companies be whatever they are and let the people decide if they're going to like keep them afloat or we're not. You can't have it both ways. And I think in both instances, whether you talk about bailing out GM and all, really the U.S. Yeah. automotive industry, basically it as a whole,
yeah.
either that's dumb and you shouldn't do it.
Totally.
Or it's okay. Or you say, well, now that we own you, we get to demand that you plant open, even if the product isn't selling. So I think
you're like 80% there, my man. I mean, you're getting so close. I can tell you're studying intently the subject matters we cover here on News and Views. Thank you so much for your call, Jason. You're getting very, very close. Red Top.
Hey, buddy. Good Monday to you.
Good Monday to you, sir.
And let's make sure we realize the fish rots from the head down. Mm-hmm. And we even, down here at the tail of the fish, we even right here. Great example, City of Montgomery buys traffic systems with our money to harass us, i.e. the drone police cars and the red light cameras, which should be illegal. And it's just our government's top to bottom by all kinds of stuff to abuse the citizens with, and this GM thing should have been illegal. There's no way the government should be buying stock.
No, we bought more than half of it for the express purpose of bailing out the union and making sure their pension benefit. I mean, that's exactly what happened. That is GM bailout in a nutshell.
That's why they don't deserve a dime for closing any factories. They need to cut them off altogether.
Agreed, 100% agreed.
Let them cry.
You're right.
See you later, guys.
Yes, sir. We'll be back. It's 10 o'clock.